My God.
You're so sexy. Come on, do striptease.
No.
Do striptease. Dun, 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 dun. Come on, striptease.
No, I'm not going to striptease.
Striptease for the internet.
Nobody wants to striptease.
He's so sexy. Am I right? I'm right. I know I'm right. Look at that. Look at that face. Look at that smile. Oh, ladies, boy. He can be all yours.
No, he can't.
Do a little dance. Ow, get down. Hello from France. Oh, look. Some French ladies. Isn't he sexy? He's so gorgeous. Ah.
You there.
All yours for a low, low price.
Lola price?
Of $1,999.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, give him a little something.
Windermere Nights.
Hey guys, welcome to Windermere Nights. Thank you for joining us once again. It's just me, Evan, and my girlfriend, who's sipping a glass of wine tonight.
Cheers.
It's Mel. And this is Windermere Nights. We're just a podcast in Edmonton. We just talk about Edmonton stuff.
Oh, we have a question already with our Periscope.
We have a Periscope going.
Okay. Yeah, so lately we've been live recording, so our episodes, and we're finding that the interaction with our viewers is really helping our podcast, I think.
Yeah,
so
it's fun.
I don't know if people who are viewing are people that viewing, I hope, are going to check us out on our finished ones. But
we just came back. We would have put this out a lot sooner, but we actually had a kind of a diversion this week. We had like a little bit of a tragedy in my hometown, which is Grand Prairie. I had to go back because one of my buddies got murdered.
He was... Well, we can't for sure say murdered yet, but, you know, because there's no evidence, you can't put out news that's not actual.
Well, I'm pretty sure, like, everybody's
trying to
figure out what's going on, and, you know, it looks like
look, someone's from Grand Prairie. Shout out to Grand Prairie!
Sweet. So, yeah, apparently he was,
Saskatchewan.
He was outside of Breakers, and shit went down, and they found his body. And that's all we know. I just came back from a celebration of life with Mel. It was really touching and, you know.
Yeah,
but
it was good. And I mean, I got to meet a lot of the people that you consider family, so that was great.
Yeah.
And
I got to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a long drive because we are in Edmonton. So, it was about a 5-hour drive. And we did it, you know, there one night after work, and then we came back the next day. So,
yeah.
That was a lot of driving. My eyes are very strained from the nighttime driving that I did.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It just blows my mind still, though. Like, it's just crazy that, you know, it sucks that something like that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows anything.
Was it raining on the drive? There was a bit of freezing rain on the way up, which sort of sucked. But, yeah, and I've driven in Saskatchewan. Oh, God, it's easy to go 160 on those roads down there. Oh, my goodness. It's ridiculous. I remember going from Estevan back to Edmonton one summer, and I just got on the highway, and it didn't feel like I was moving at all. And I looked down, and I'm doing 160. I was like, shit. I gotta slow down. And I'm pretty sure the highway itself was actually only 100. So, that was, I'm so glad there were no cops around. Yeah, so anyways, it was our first weekend away together as a couple, too.
Yeah, it's too bad that it was under such circumstances that, you know.
Yeah, we have been trying, you know, to... Been trying to get away, and that was a crappy one.
Yeah. So anyway, we go to this celebration of life, and then I get back into town, and I find out that a person that I thought was missing had been found on the 27th in Grand Prairie. Like, a dude that I went to high school with named Brandon Beck, who was a really good guy. Apparently, something happened with him. I heard, like, something like he got in a fight with his girlfriend, and he stormed off, and they found him in the woods on the 27th, and just on Saturday was his celebration of life at the same time as my friend John's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the same time at a different hotel.
Really?
Two young men.
Oh, wow. That's insane. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
It was just weird. Like, it's...
I'm so glad that none of my friends have, like, died. Because if one of my friends died, I wouldn't be able to go. Because, yeah, celebration of life, I guess it's more cheery than a funeral. I don't know. But I wouldn't be able to go to any of my friends' funerals or celebrations of life or anything like that. Because, you know, who has, like, tons of money to fly to the East Coast from the West Coast on the drop of a hat?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people do, but, like, I mean, I live in budget land.
Yeah, and you also have to get the time off work and all that stuff. Like,
yeah, like, I mean... I don't do bad for myself, but I'm also not, like, jetting off every other weekend.
Yeah.
Traveling's so expensive. And what I don't understand is, why is traveling to the other side of our country so much more expensive than, say, a trip to Europe? You can travel internationally for these amazing prices, but then you want to go to Prince Edward Island, you want to go to Newfoundland, you want to go to Nova Scotia, just be prepared to be raped.
I think it's because they use smaller planes to get to those places in Canada, and they pretty much ship you bulk to other countries in giant airplanes. I think that could be what it is.
What? What? Wait, what?
They use giant airplanes that are like the Costcos of airplanes.
Wait, there's bigger airplanes than the ones I used to take east?
I'm guessing, yeah. Like, I'm not an expert, but 747, like, that's a big plane. That's bigger than the plane that took me to, say, like, Arizona. And that's Arizona.
Well, what kind of plane were you on when you went to Arizona?
I was on, like, a little, like, it wasn't a little plane, but it was, like, a medium-sized plane.
Okay, did it have two rows or three?
I think it had...
How many of you guys have traveled internationally?
It had two rows.
Okay. Because when I go to the East Coast, the plane only has two rows.
Yeah.
It has two rows of three seats.
But you know that there's big-ass planes, you know, like...
Well, some planes are, like, they have, like, that top level and shit, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And so I've we're never in, like, been on a
little
plane like
shitty
that.
Planes?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are we on little shitty planes?
Because we're in Canada, I'm guessing.
So who has the big planes to, like, travel to cool places?
I bet you the States, Asia...
Aw, well, that's bullshit.
Like, I'm not an expert, but that's what I would guess, anyway.
I just want to go everywhere. I'm, like, so sick of this city right now. I feel... What's that word when you're stifled? I feel... No, I just... I just want to go, you know? I just want to get the hell out of this city.
You got cabin fever?
Yes, I have cabin fever, and I need just... I don't care where the hell I go. I just want to go.
Yeah. Maybe go camping or something.
I hate camping.
Well, where do you want to go?
I want to go to California.
You just want to go to Disneyland. That's all you want to do.
And I want to go to Mexico. We were supposed to go to Mexico.
That would be fun. Oh.
Excuse me.
That would be fun.
I know. I was trying to make it work for your birthday, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, man. If I went on my birthday, I would get so drunk on tequila. I would have to, like...
Yeah, well, you know what? Mexico's not happening until, like, the fall now.
That's fine.
That's not fine. I want to get the hell out of here.
Well, when you're ready, you know, just let me know.
I get my passport.
Well, I have my passport.
I know you have it. Your passport ready. Yeah, fuck.
I'm passport loaded.
Ugh. I need to be passport loaded.
Yeah.
I just want to go.
So, let's go.
I want to go all the way.
Yeah, is that Britney Spears?
It is Britney Spears. Oh, you get a kiss. Mm. Mwah. So you know what I didn't do today?
What?
I didn't look at rings.
You didn't look at rings?
No, I was going to, and then I didn't have time. And then I was like, oh, we need a bigger house first. And then I can look at rings and not feel guilty.
We gotta look at a house first. And a big house.
I know. I know we do. Plus, then I was like, oh my god. Plus, we need to get new furniture. And it's just, Then I felt really guilty going to the jewelry section of the website.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they have amazing Valentine's Day sales.
Oh, is that so?
I'm just saying. If one were to finance an engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
Valentine's Day sales.
It's probably the best time.
Are not a terrible time to do it.
It's like the Black Friday of love. Of course.
Yeah, and I mean, we could always go after work one day.
What?
Just to go look.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
No, just to go look. Oh. To like, what? You're just gonna be like, okay, I sort of think I know what looks good on Mel's hand. Maybe.
Hey, you know what? I'm just gonna pick it and, you know what? Just pretend to like it. That's all I gotta say.
What? No, I want to love. This is my last engagement ring.
You know what? Show me a bunch of pictures of rings that you like.
Yeah, but they might not necessarily fit my hand.
You know what? We'll figure it out.
What if the diamond's too big?
We'll do the carrot test. You know what the carrot test? You cut a carrot and you put an angle on it, and then you put a ring on it, and when the ring stops, you mark it. And then you take that to the jeweler and you say, this is the size.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You take a carrot, you do that with a carrot.
No, not that. Oh my god, no, no. Like, the diamond could be too big, or, like, it could sit too high. Like, I've got little hands.
So we'll make sure it's, like...
They're so small.
We'll make sure it's a small-ass ring.
Well, no, you don't want the ring to be too tiny. Oh, because then you just look like a cheapskate.
Man, fucking Ev, why don't you just accept the ring? Jesus Christ, like, all these frickin' rules. Like, why don't I just give you a gift certificate for one of these fucking things? Jesus Christ.
You want a gift certificate for my engagement ring?
Go there and be like, you know what? No, I don't like this. No, let's start from scratch. Come on. Okay, so the band is White Gold. And then...
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
Five claws! Five! I want five!
Five claws? What? Claws?
Yeah. That's what I want. I know the diamond has six sides, but I want five claws, okay? And that's what I want.
First of all, I don't sound like that. Second of all...
There is no second of all. That was exactly what you would say.
Yes, no. That's not what I say.
That's not what I was going to say.
I was going to say, I only wear white gold for jewelry.
Oh, well, that... Well, jeez.
I'm so glad I told you that now.
Excuse me. That was the one difference.
But look, see? This is white gold with Swarovski crystals.
Yeah, that's great. I was just making an example of how I could just hand... Why am I even thinking about this? Why am I worrying about this?
All I'm saying is that after work one day, maybe we could head over to the mall, and with all the Valentine's Day sales happening, that wouldn't be the worst time to maybe, like, check out some possibilities.
I almost feel like, I don't know, I'm not going to say it. You know what I am going to say? Maybe you should get me a ring.
What?
Maybe you should get on one knee and be like, this is a really cool ring.
I already asked you to marry me. Well, and do you know what you said?
What?
One day.
Well.
One day I'll marry you. Not even a yes. Not even a yes.
It
just
was so casual. So you'll marry me, right?
One day I'll marry you.
One day I'll marry you. Yeah, of course. There's going to be a guy on the stream or a guy on the podcast that's like, of course, what's wrong with that?
They're all like, give him a ring.
Give him a ring. There you go.
I will give him a ring. I'll give him a fucking wedding band. That's his ring.
You know what? I deserve a diamond. I'm worth it.
Anyways. Well, you know what then? On your breaks, you can go on all the jewelry websites and you can pick out a beautiful, lovely ring.
I can pick out a beautiful... Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy for that, though. Like, I would just pick the first one. I'd be like, cool, that one looks like it's cheap.
What?
It's like, inexpensive cheap. Like, I don't want to waste a lot of money.
Wait. Okay, so, here's a question.
Okay.
Where do you think you should be looking at rings? What store? What store would you be looking at rings at?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Personally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Like a local jeweler. That's the only place I could think of. I'm not going to say, like, you know, I know you're, like, expecting me to say some stupid man answer, like, Mark's Work Warehouse or something.
Mark's Work Warehouse doesn't sell rings.
No, exactly, but, you know, or, like, you know... Like, Walmart.
Oh my god, please. No.
I don't want a Walmart ring, even as a guy. Like, that's a chintzy-ass ring. I don't even care, like, if it's good or not. Like, it's not for me.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, I like those spoon rings we saw at the market.
Yeah, those are unique.
They took, like, utensils and, like, bent them to make rings. And
well, they told us the story.
Yeah, there's a story about it where that's what they used to do way back in the day when they couldn't afford...
Pretty, like, wedding bands and things like that, yeah. And,
you know, make rings out of utensils. And they were all really quaint and cute as fuck, and I would totally wear one of those.
I had something slightly different in mind. I thought maybe we could go to Tiffany's.
Tiffany's. In L.A.?
In West Edmonton Mall.
Oh, there's a Tiffany's in West Ed?
Yeah.
Huh.
You didn't know there was a Tiffany's in West Edmonton Mall?
No.
I have literally gone to Tiffany's in the West Edmonton Mall. And tried on their most expensive ring. I had to go into a back room and there was security, and the diamond was massive.
Yeah.
Oh god, it was so beautiful.
Your lady boner was probably massive too. You're just like,
my lady.
Oh my god. I can take this security guard. I can take him.
What are you talking about?
You know what? Get out of my way before you get hurt.
You're so weird. No, I was not. I did not have a lady boner.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. Anyways, I'm telling it like it is.
No, you're not. You weren't even there. I didn't even know you.
No, but...
You were still banging chicks up in Grand Prairie.
Well... Whatever.
Anyways, so, but the best deals And the best warranty I found, they're at Peoples. People's okay. Jewelry.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. Don't go to Spence Diamonds, though.
No?
No.
Why is that?
They're kind of crappy.
Really?
Their quality isn't as good.
Oh.
So.
I went with my buddy.
At least that's what I personally think.
Okay. I went with my buddy Dustin a couple times. Just like gold shopping. Because my buddy Dustin is this guy that loves gold. He is obsessed with gold because he
gold likes to... Gold is very malleable, though.
Well, he loves the idea of something that appreciates in value. And so we always go gold shopping. And he always ends up going to, these Chinese gold dealers, like guys in the mall and stuff like that. He just loves going there and seeing what they have, usually. See if they can cut a deal. Usually they'll just, like, weigh it out and just give it to you based on weight. It's actually pretty sweet.
Hmm. Please don't take Dustin ring shopping.
No?
No.
Because you'll get a honking-ass gold ring.
Yeah. And I don't know what Dustin's tastes are like.
I'm sure Dustin's tastes are fine. I'll take Sarah out.
You're going to take Sarah out ring shopping?
Yes. Or Nat, or something like that.
Ooh, you should take Sarah.
Why Sarah?
Because Sarah knows me.
Well, no, I mean like...
Or Tara. Tara knows me.
Yeah, I was thinking like, who would be the best candidate?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. Probably Sarah.
Well, you know, when the time comes.
Yeah, because Sarah's very... She'll know. But I still think that we should go and you should get some ideas about which kind of rings look good on me. You know? And you can even write them down. You can... There's all sorts of shit you can do.
Okay, well, you know, like, we haven't even moved in together yet, so...
That's your fault.
Well, don't worry. Like, there's plenty of time to do all this. We don't have to rush through this.
Do you remember what I told you about wedding dresses?
No.
This morning. How far in advance you have to order a wedding dress? I'm wearing them down.
Jeez. 18 months in advance.
No, 8 months in advance.
8 months in advance. Okay.
Jesus. Like, 18 months in advance. Fuck, I might as well be going to David's Bridal tomorrow.
Well, that's what I thought, right? It
was Holy Christ.
You gotta plan way ahead.
You have to order your dress, 8 months in advance.
Order the dress, and then I'm gonna tell her 6 months later that I want to marry her.
No. No.
Well, no, I mean, like, if it was... 18 months, right?
What's the temperature in our place?
You mean like outside?
Outside or inside? Inside, it feels like Mexico in here because I don't want to be cold in my house.
It's minus 13 out, minus 13 Celsius.
Oh, so let's go stupid cold tomorrow, like down to minus 26.
It's going to be like minus 16.
Oh, it updated? Yeah. Earlier, I saw minus 26. I was like, oh my god, why?
Wednesday. It's gonna, well. Oh, it might get better on Wednesday.
Hmm. Outside, yeah. But, yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, I don't know. Why don't we just elope?
We haven't even moved in yet.
That's your fault!
Let's move in, and then we can move on from there, you know.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we should talk about what I was going to talk about, like that crazy thing I saw
in the news?
In the news.
I was all about the news today.
True crime. We love true crime.
Okay, but the thing about the true crime podcast that we listen to is... Those are all convictions. They've all been convicted. They've all gone through the court systems. And there's a story to tell. And there's like, you know, oh, this happened and that happened. And, you know, now they're in jail. Your true crime is like, oh, this happened yesterday, but we have no fucking idea what's going to happen.
That's true. But isn't it just like so awesome to hear about.
Is anyone watching? It feels
so good. It's so juicy.
Is anyone watching the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix?
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
I am.
It was great. Evan fell asleep last night.
Well.
And they were so good.
I passed out at the end, but.
It was so good.
You know, I had to work.
I had to work too. Fucking baby.
Well, I can always watch it tonight.
I don't want to rewind it. I'm like super into it right now.
Well, whatever. I'll just watch it again.
Okay. Anyways, but yeah, no, those are really good. And I don't know if anyone knows, but I guess Zac Efron is going to be in a movie about Ed Bundy. So, not that we condone what he did.
Did you say Ed Bundy?
Ted Bundy. My bad. Ted. Like the little teddy bear.
Like Theodore.
That's attractive. I'm out of wine.
You're out of wine?
I'm out of wine.
Here, have some of my wine.
Anyways, what were you going to say about your news?
No, I was going to say I've been following this, Ottawa teen charged with killing her mother. There was apparently an 18-year-old Ottawa woman is accused of killing her mother.
God help me if my daughter ever wakes up one day and is like, I want to, like, legitimately kill my mother.
Yeah, well, you know, there are some people that are, you know, have bad relationships with their family. Like, look at that Danielle Bregoli. Like, the whole reason why she was on Dr. Phil in the first place was because she was a problem child. She actually had to become a problem child, be so good at being a problem child that she got famous. She got on Dr. Phil. That's how good of a she was a professional problem child.
That's why that
she.
But is that what you want your claim beginning. To fame to
that's
be though?
That's just the beginning.
Like, I don't want to be famous for being a problem.
She got on the show, right? And she could have been cool. She could have been respectful, but instead, she threatened the crowd. And you know what she said?
What did she say?
She said, "Cash me outside. How about that?"
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What does that even mean?
That means if you cash her outside, how about that? That's what that means. It means...
Huh?
It means don't talk shit about her unless you want to get your butt kicked outside.
Ooh. I'm so cash afraid. Cash me outside.
How about that?
That's so stupid.
Anyway.
It's fucking stupid.
I know.
That's what that stupid. Is.
But anyway, it launched her into a hip-hop career. She's famous now. She's rich.
Jesus. Why? Why do the stupid people get rich? Where the fuck is my money? I'm not fucking stupid.
Because stupid people have money and they pay to make these stupid people. They put these stupid people on a pedestal.
No.
And you know what, really? How stupid are they if they're getting rich? Maybe we're the stupid ones.
So you just, you know what they did then? Rewarded bad behavior.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Everything that we tell our children not to do, they just went and did.
Oh yeah.
That's bullshit. How the fuck are you supposed to parent in this world if people are giving you shit tons of money for being ignorant little bitches?
Well, you can still parent. You just gotta teach your kids that those kids are bad.
Mal rant.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Those, like, Danielle Bregoli, she's already gotten her teeth fixed, and they just look hideous. She looks like she's got chiclets. She looks like the
mask. Then I'm over here like, oh, am I getting on your benefits anytime soon so that I can go get a cleaning at the dentist?
Possibly. Do I have a snoring dog?
Yeah, Evie's under the bed.
Okay, that was what that is. I thought that was some kind of weird sound.
No, that's just me snoring. My dog makes old man sounds. It's hilarious. Yeah. Anyways, so this teen killed her mother.
Yeah, she's 18. She killed her 37-year-old mom and, like, stuffed her in a dumpster. And just went about her business.
But, oh, yeah, I've got nothing better to do today. Let's murder my mother and stuff her in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Who thinks like that?
Well.
Who?
They must have had quite the relationship, I guess. Yeah. Let's see what we got.
That's awful.
This is
she. Oh yeah, the she. She has a 28-year-old boyfriend, and he's gotten arrested too. But you know what they got picked up for?
What?
They just both got picked up for shoplifting. They were shoplifting downtown, and
they're so stupid.
Yeah, they got shot. They were shoplifting downtown. They got picked up, and then that's how they got exposed. They had a little bit of crack on them.
So. Oh, I just killed somebody. Let me just go smoke a bowl.
Well, no, crack. Maybe that's the whole explanation. Wait, maybe
do you smoke crack out of a bowl? I don't know how you smoke crack. I've never smoked crack.
You smoke it out of, like, a glass pipe, I think. Or, like, a... Yeah, like a glass pipe. You,
like a marijuana pipe?
No. But I bet you could use a marijuana pipe. I used to know a guy who
I don't even know what crack looks like.
It looks like...
Like, I've never actually seen crack.
It looks like...
I don't think I've ever seen cocaine, either.
You'd know crack if you
saw... Oh, no, 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 that's not true. I've seen cocaine. I've never done cocaine, but I've seen it.
I used to, work in Dawson Creek, so I know what crack looks like.
I don't know what crack just looks happens. Like.
Not saying everybody does crack in Dawson Creek, but there's a lot of, like, drug stuff in Dawson Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Man... I hope that they get, you know, punished for murdering, because nobody should murder.
It's pretty crazy, all the stabbings that are going on right now in the area.
There's stabbings?
Yeah. Like, over at Century Park, there was some kid had gotten stabbed, or some young man had gotten stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
And when they picked him up, he was being, he wasn't being cooperative with the cops. Apparently must have gotten stabbed by somebody. And
shocking. Somebody doesn't want to talk to the cops.
Yeah, well, you know. They're like, hey, who tried to murder you? You'd think you'd want to give that person up, but apparently they don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I think you were the one who told me that.
Yeah,
that he got stabbed, and then the police wanted to question him, and then he's like, no. Probably because he's doing something as illegal as shit.
Yeah, it could have been.
You know, oh, well, I was, you know, telling my drug dealer that I couldn't pay him until my payday next Thursday. And, you know, but I wanted some more drugs.
Something like that, yeah.
So he stabbed me.
You know. But yeah, it could have been a... It could
That's
have been
just
anything.
Me being a bitch. I have no idea what the story is.
Yeah.
Like, but legit.
That happened, and then... There was a dude around our area. What was that other area that there was a guy that died of
stabbing?
Ermiskin?
I don't know. I don't know all the neighborhoods in YEG.
Well, anyway, Ermiskin. There was a dead body found in Ermiskin. And that shit is fucked up. Like,
yeah,
just, like,
he was outside the apartment.
Yeah, just randomly.
He died, didn't he?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I'm pretty sure he died.
That's terrible. Like, who even knows what happened with that? Like, just a guy with stab wounds. For what? Did they take his wallet?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they didn't really say anything.
I would not want to be a homicide detective in this city.
Well, yeah, because you'd be busy. That's the thing, right?
Good God.
Like, it's really turning, like, if you were to ask me, like, when I got to Edmonton... In 2012, this place was referred to as Stabminton, and it seems like it's going
See,
back to
I came to Edmonton in 2009, and so I'm 10 years in this city.
Yeah.
And in March, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never heard about stuff like that.
Oh, well.
Well, like, I don't know, maybe it was because I was a new mother, but, like, I didn't hear about stuff like that at all.
Yeah, not us. We heard about it.
That's crazy. Like, insane. Like, how are you supposed to feel safe in a city that's known as Stabminton?
Yeah, well, you just, you know, get a newspaper.
It's like
and
fight for survival.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, right? Like, that's Edmonton for you. It could be worse. Like, there's places that are worse than Edmonton.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't want to be in Mexico or the Middle East or... anything like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I listened to the end of the True Canadian Crime podcast, which, if you guys haven't listened to that, I highly recommend Canadian True Crime with Christy. I think her name's Christy Lee.
Yeah.
Anyway, she does an amazing job with her stories. But there was a Middle Eastern family that we were listening to on about on our way back who, like, killed three of their daughters or four of their daughters or something like. I think it was three of their daughters.
Yeah, her podcast is...
No, four. Sorry, there were four daughters.
Her podcast is so good.
Yeah, her podcast is great.
It's so good.
We were listening to The Dexter Killer on our way... Was it on our way up to Grand Prairie, I think? And I didn't realize that this guy was actually a murderer in Edmonton.
In Millwoods.
And it was such a high-profile case. Well, he lived in St. Albert. And then he had a property, or he rented a property in Mill Woods.
So creepy.
And he would, like, he killed the guy. And he, like, how awful. Like, the poor man not only died, but then he was, you know, taken apart and tossed in a sewer.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to do it like Dexter, get a boat. And find a way to get him out on the goddamn ocean. You lazy prick. You do it, you say you're a Dexter killer, but you're not willing to do it all the way. That's bullshit. You know? Let's see some authenticity. Come on.
Well, no, I wouldn't encourage anyone to try and be Dexter.
And
the show
thing,
did renounce, like, this man.
You
like,
didn't exactly
nothing.
Find a murderer, did you? No, you just found an innocent person. So what the hell are you? You're just an asshole. You're the one that Dexter goes for.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah. Stupid dipshit. Get a life, man. And nobody wants to watch a stupid Star Wars fan film anyway. Like, what the hell are you wasting your life for? Go get a fucking job already.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
He's in prison now.
Well, still, I hope he has a good fucking prison job, piece of shit.
Yeah, no, I can't believe that was happening in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And, like, I was in the city when that was going on. Like, that's the scary part. Like, this was happening, and I had no idea. Like, I was so busy being a new mom that I didn't know that was, you know, that there was a murderer running around Edmonton.
Town. Yeah. Man.
Who was trying to be a serial killer. He failed his first attempt.
Yeah.
You know, the guy got away, thank God. And then, unfortunately, he got his second one.
And the
cops... He's a pathological liar.
Yeah.
Like, those are dangerous kinds of people because they believe the lies they tell.
Yeah.
100%.
The cops saved the day in the end. Like, they caught him on the first one. On the first kill.
Thank God, yeah. Like, thank God we did not have a serial killer running around Edmonton.
Yeah. But they could have been they could have been a little more attentive when their friends were going to them saying that their friend was missing.
You know, that's the one thing I don't understand. You know, I get that, like, not every missing person's case is like a missing person's case, like, in the sense that maybe they're not all legit, right? But, like, how do you weed out the ones that are legit versus the ones that aren't before it's too late? That's what I would love to know. You know, who makes that final call?
Jesus.
I don't think Jesus has anything to do with it.
No.
No. No, not at all. But, I don't know. It's interesting that we had someone who wanted to be a serial killer. God, that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, me too.
So.
It is scary.
At least we're not in Robert Pickton's world.
Yeah, well.
Fuck.
Oh my God, yeah.
But absolutely. I mean, you'd have to be a sex worker. Like, I mean, he was targeting very specific types of women. Like, I mean, your average Joe, you know. Your average Nancy wasn't, you know, being targeted by Robert Pickton.
It'd just be so gross to have sex with that guy. Ugh.
Oh, I know. He was so disgusting.
He didn't believe in washing, ever.
It's disgusting.
Ugh, so gross. He'd just be glistening.
I think the worst one was probably Paul Bernardo. Because, he didn't have any specific, like, he would just go and rape women. It didn't matter who you were or what you looked like. He would just rape women.
But at least he was, like, I know that, you know what? I'm going to admit right now that no matter what I say is insensitive, and I'm just a piece of shit, misogynistic asshole for saying it, okay?
Oh, no.
Okay. At least I would rather be raped. If I'm going to get raped, I'd rather be raped by Paul Bernardo than Robert Pickton.
But Robert Pickton didn't rape them.
He didn't rape them?
No, he paid for sex from them. And then he, while they were having sex, he'd murder them.
No, but I'm saying, I would not want to have sex or be raped. I would not want to have any kind of sexual contact.
With Robert Pickton?
Robert Pickton. I would rather have it with Paul Bernardo, if I had to have it.
The Would You Rather edition of Canadian Serial Killer.
Well, you know, like, that's the thing, right? Like, Robert Pickton is just sloppy. He's just sloppy. But Paul Bernardo is like a clean-cut, handsome young man. If you're going to get raped, like, at least get raped by a handsome guy.
I don't think it matters who you're getting raped by in the views of a woman. It's terrible no matter what.
I know. And like I said, that was the disclaimer that I put out at the beginning of this speech. I sound like a piece of shit.
You kind of do.
But I'm just saying, I don't want to get raped by Robert Pickton. He's yucky, you know?
Okay, I'm sorry, but any man or person who decides to rape another person will always be yucky.
I know, but I'm just saying, if I had a choice...
Good God.
I choose Paul Bernardo.
Oh, boy. Well, that was an awkward conversation.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you had to make a choice.
So basically, Evan wants to be sexually assaulted. That can be arranged.
No, I didn't say that.
Anyways. No, sexual assault is nothing to... Is not... It's a serious crime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
and we do not.
We're not looking lightly on it.
No, we don't condone it.
No, absolutely whatsoever. Not. Absolutely not.
You know, if you're out there sexually assaulting people, go to hell.
Yeah.
So, that's how I feel about it.
And if you're being sexually assaulted, get help.
Yeah, call somebody, please.
Tell anybody.
Yeah, there's always a way out if you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, especially like in our city, you know, tell somebody, anybody. God, there's women on the street that will help you. You know, there's some good people in our city, and you just have to believe that someone will do the right thing for you.
It's time for men to stand up for men.
That's right. Take accountability.
Say, no, it's not okay.
It's an amazing message. I'm not going to have this argument again. We've been arguing for days.
About this message.
About the Gillette men commercial.
We've argued and argued and argued.
I can't have this argument anymore. I can't. Like, at the end of the day, I think it's a good message. Maybe they didn't do it right, but at the end of the day, I feel that if you are that kind of man who is already holding other men accountable, you should not feel personally attacked or offended. You should feel like, thank God, you know, somebody is saying to the rest of these dirtbags that no, it's not okay. Or for men who are shy and don't want to speak up or afraid they're going to get their asses kicked for speaking up, That's who that message is targeted to. And if you're a guy holding another man accountable already, one, good for you. Two, that message is not for you. Don't be personally offended.
The only reason why they made that is just to sell some razors. That's it. They don't care. They just want to get a reaction.
Oh my goodness. We can't have this argument again.
Well, it's the truth.
It's not the truth.
They just want to get a reaction so they could sell some razors. They knew that the Colin Kaepernick thing for Nike worked and people bought some shoes and they were like, oh, look.
Don't you believe in the best a man can be?
That's some bullshit to sell some fucking razors. Give me a break.
No, they're trying to change their image.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They sell fucking razors. They're always going to be the same company. They're not on some big, like, social hype up. They're not donating millions of dollars to social justice corporations and shit like that. How do you know? They're not. Give me a break.
Oh, you cannot make that assumption.
There's nothing like that that's happening.
You don't know that?
It was just a trick to sell some razors and get people to throw the razors out so they had to buy more razors.
No. I don't believe that.
Yeah,
it's true. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
Let's just agree to disagree because I'm never going to agree with you on this. Okay. And I think it's very close-minded of you to think that way.
Well, I guess I'm just a close-minded, misogynistic monster.
Drama King 101.
Yeah, whatever.
You're such a drama king.
Well, that's fine. So, yeah.
You're so dramatic.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, guys, it's probably time to wrap it up. So, yeah.
We have to work in the morning. We have day jobs.
But thank you for joining us tonight. It's just been me, Evan, and my girlfriend, Mel. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
So, we are on all social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Twitter. We're on everything, you guys. So, go ahead, follow us, send us messages. We put our podcast through the Anchor app, so thank you so much for being, for existing Anchor, basically. And that does filter it through to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all those great platforms. So anyways, go ahead, like I said, follow us on social media. If you guys have any questions, you know, send us a message, comment on our live shows when you guys are watching. We will do our best. We cannot promise to answer every single question, but we will obviously do our best to get to everyone. If we have, you know, a really good message or question, you know, we may read it in our next podcast. You can also email us. We are windermerenights@gmail.com. So if you have any stories you want to tell or any topics that you want us to discuss or research, let us know through any one of our accounts, and we will definitely try our best to do that.
Yeah. Sweet.
You need to learn this spiel.
Yeah. Well, I'll learn it eventually. But you're so good at it.
Like, you learn how to do driving?
Yeah. Well, that's for another podcast.
All right. Well, anyways, thanks for watching, you guys. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye. Thank you.